This is John Baxter, a conversation with colleague Max Meislich of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the meeting of the two presidents in the Oval Office, President Trump and President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa. The two agendas crossed without bumping into each other. Mr. Ramaphosa wanted to discuss the tariffs, 31% on South African imports to the United States, agriculture and auto parts. Mr. Trump wanted to talk about reports of damage and killings in South Africa to farmers, especially white farmers. The confrontation was not sharp, but it was both men with different ideas of where they were going. There was a video shown, and the video was alarming about South Africa's hate speech. A man who's identified as an opposition leader was making threats routinely before a large audience. Much more to learn. Here's Max Meislich to explain the two agendas and how they did not satisfy either man. More of this later.
From what I saw during the televised portion of the meeting between President Trump and President Ramaphosa, there really wasn't much of substance by way of trade, tariffs. But it's important for your listeners to understand that South Africa does rely on access to the U.S. markets. It sends a lot of agriculture to U.S. markets. It sends a lot of auto parts to U.S. markets. And these are sectors of South Africa's economy that have been hit hard by the tariffs that were imposed and the threat of continued tariffs. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem that President Ramaphosa and the delegation from South Africa was able to make much progress to alleviate concerns from the United States regarding President Trump's number one issue, which is the treatment of white farmers in South Africa, and as well as the national security concerns that we've listed out here, which is growing support between South Africa and China, growing support between South Africa and Iran, and likewise with Russia, Hamas, and Hezbollah.